views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Quantum Techniques Talk Radio, Bring Healing to Chaos, is a hit show to empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely! Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Now, here are your hosts.
Dr. Stephen Daniel, and we're the founders of QuantumTechniques.com. You're listening to Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques on Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay with us for the next hour. We're going to interview Jody King Colgrove, one of our Quantum Techniques practitioners. The title of today's show is Healing from Infertility and Using Quantum Techniques to Help Your Children.
You know, I've known Jody for about 30 years. We've both been through a long journey together. She was about 13 when I met her and her family in Flagstaff. And obviously she was a 13-year-old and not a mom and not a realtor and not a QT practitioner. And QT didn't exist at that time. I was a clinical psychologist. And so we've had a long journey together. You know, Jody, just kind of introduce yourself and tell me, you know, what brought you to QT?
Well, thank you, Steve. I'm Jody. Thank you for having me today. Well, what brought me to QT is... you know, we were just, you know, friends forever, and you started morphing into what's Quantum Techniques today, and you would kind of, you know, practice on us every so often. And so I think one of the biggest healings I had right at the beginning was dealing with trauma that I had with wind issues and also with, believe it or not, cookie dough ice cream. And you kind of helped heal those two things by, you know, some of the early QT techniques. And every once in a while, we kind of go back to you for, you know, hey, that was really good. What is that? You know, and so we just kept doing more and more. And then as I got to know you more and what Quantum Techniques did more, I wanted to be more involved, and so I became a practitioner.
Well, I have to ask, when we dealt with the wind issue, was that you having wind or you being sensitive to wind?
Me being sensitive to wind.
Okay. Just thought I had to throw that in.
No, and that's true, because I did get healed by that, too. So that was a part of my healing journey, was I had a lot of, you know, intestinal issues that in college where I couldn't go out and on dates because my intestines were too inflamed. So, yeah, that's true, too.
See? Truth on multiple levels. What was
exactly.
I want to hear about the ice cream.
Oh, well, I had broken up with a boyfriend, and as all good women do, I went to the grocery store and I bought, you know, Dreyer's cookie dough ice cream, and sure enough, I got addicted to that ice cream as a way of consoling myself, you know, with that emotion of loss. And so Steve helped me realize that that's what the connection was. And so when we got rid of the frozen emotions of loss and dealt with them out of the body, I no longer had the craving.
And you would just went straight to brownies then, right?
No chocolate chips.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't told everybody that, but yeah, you kind of healed me of my chocolate addiction. I wasn't sure if every woman really wants to let go of that, but it is is very freeing today to know that I don't have to have that in order to, you know, survive the next 5 minutes.
Right, to be able to be free to choose to choose it and enjoy it, but not become, I'll say, compulsively driven to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Jody, how did you come to Quantum Techniques as an adult then, you know, looking at your journey? It sounds like, yeah, I know you and Steve have been, you know, friends and connected for years and have worked on various issues over the years. So, as an adult, what was the issue that brought you back?
Well, me and my husband had gotten married, and Steve had done some of the, you know, premarital counseling. And I think what kind of brought me back is that my husband had to take a test. And so we kind of checked in with Steve, and he says, well, you know, don't eat any, you know, pops, because the corn syrup is making the brain not being able to function. So he stopped doing that for a period of time and, you know, and stopped eating wheat for a little bit, and he passed his test. Well, the next stage is that, you know, Don and I said, okay, you know, we've been married a while. We'd like to have children. And so we started on that journey. And, you know, 1 month led to the next month. Then we started getting really frustrated. And so we started, you know, dealing with infertility. And I was always kind of checking in with Steve, you know, about, you know, what's going on and what about this and like that. But I used QT along with, you know, going the normal infertility way that doctors do it, doing IUIs and IVFs, which is, you know, in vitro fertilization, and we just didn't get anywhere. And so after 5 years of trying, and we were able with QT to be able to let go of what was keeping the egg from attaching to the uterine wall, and when we did that, we got pregnant within 5 months.
Well, I, and in Jody's case, it's kind of interesting. This was many years ago, and we have a lot more new advanced scans now. And this would have fit into our cell surface receptor scan. I didn't know about that then. But we found a frequency that was blocking a key hormone releasing on a specific day of a pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
That, and there was a frequency of an herb that you had taken years before.
Mm-hmm.
And once we cleared that herb off of that, that the receptor site for that specific hormone, then without all the in vitro and all the expensive stuff, you know, you have a, you guys have a beautiful son.
We do, and he's now six, so yeah, he's growing up very strong and healthy.
Yeah.
Jody, had you tried other things to help with the infertility? I know, like you said, you did IVF and you know, that kind of thing, but did you try other healing modalities or?
I had tried, you know, acupressure and acupuncture. I probably, you know, when we first, they said go a year. And so I did the whole year waiting thing and hoping every month and kind of stuff. And I had a lot of prayer, you know, and blessings over me from, you know, my church family. And then we decided to do what they call the poor man's IVF, which is IUI, where they just take the sperm and try to get it close to the uterine opening. And so we did, I think, two or three sessions of that, and we didn't get anywhere. And so then we did the whole harvesting of the egg and the whole IVF, and we did two cycles of that because that's, you know, it takes a lot of money. And so we had kind of set up what we wanted to spend, and that it only lasted two sessions of that. At the same time, I was constantly checking in with Steve and saying, okay, you know, this seems to be the day we lose it, like the 26th day. And what we found is, you know, FSH is getting what turned off on, or gets turned on that day, and mine wasn't turning it on, so it wouldn't implant. So so after the IUI, we just kind of, after the IVF, we kind of took a break and, you know, was kind of relaxing and working on ourselves. And Steve, you know, also helped me and my husband work on our, you know, our issues. And when we worked on our, you know, internal issues, that was another key part of being able to get pregnant. So I had done some things, but kind of did traditional and then also QT. And what I liked about QT doing at the same time is I didn't have a lot of weight gain. And so a lot of times some of the issues that kind of come up with all that hormone shifts and things like that, I didn't have a lot of that. Now, my husband does say that he was, you know, I was kind of testy at times, so I'm sure I had some, but just the huge fluctuation that sometimes women can have with a procedure like that, I didn't have.
Yeah, I have to tell the story. You know, many years ago in a previous marriage, we were trying to get, you know, pregnant. And the doctors put my ex-wife on medication and wasn't going well, and I started reading the side effects. And I said, well, it was Clomid. I said, according to this, you're going to turn into a short, fat, sweaty, bearded lady with a deep voice.
Uh-huh.
I said, at that point, I don't really think it's going to matter if you're fertile or not. She wasn't necessarily really responsive to that, but we were just kind of looking at the side effects of the medication.
Well, but
yeah, but that is the drug.
On a serious note, when you look at that, when you look at what women go through, and I have a history of infertility also, when you look at what women go through to try to become pregnant, you know, a lot of it is, like Steve is, you know, in jest, but the side effects of a lot of the shots and the hormones and the medications and the procedures, the, you know, contrast dye that they use to look at what's going on. I mean, a lot of that becomes really toxic to the body. So I think, you know, that's another piece of quantum techniques that we like to share is really, you know, it's, this is from an energy medicine perspective. So you don't have to go into the toxicity of some of the more traditional means that, you know, this Quantum Techniques got Jody pregnant. I mean, that's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. I'd be singing that from the mountaintops, Jody.
Well, I certainly have a cute little boy that I enjoy every day.
Yeah.
Well, I do remember one other thing, just briefly. The first person, we've had many that got pregnant, you know, using this kind of work with Quantum Techniques, is someone that I also met face-to-face in Flagstaff back at the beginning. You know, I'm fairly large. I'm about 6'1", about 220, but her husband's about 6'10", about 290. Great guy, but a giant guy. And she said to me, she said, "Oh, I'm so excited. I'm pregnant, and my husband knows you're the reason." And I said, wait a minute. Let's talk about this for a second. You know, and they knew it was the work we were doing. So it is wonderful to be able to bring that into the world. I think when we come back, we do want to talk a little bit and give a trauma code for all the people that are kind of dealing on the East Coast and throughout the country with all the news about the shooting. So we'll do that probably at the beginning of the next section and then go further into some of the things that Jody uses QT for as a mom with a young child, but also her background in being a green contractor. Jody's been a contractor from a family of contractors and has the ability to do consults over the phone with people and pre-test things like sealers and paints and caulks and construction materials before they put them in their home to find out, are those toxic for that individual or not? I mean, we've had people that moved into a home, had a new sealer put on the floor, and had a miscarriage because of the sealer. It would have been really nice if they could have tested that ahead of time. So that's one of the things that Jody has a huge background in and a lot of samples that she can test on the phone.
Before the break, like Steve said, when we come back, we do want to share a trauma code with the listeners. Just to remind you, you are listening to Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques. And we're going to break now and just want to take a moment of silence for the families in Connecticut and what they're going through following the shooting last week. Blessings, and we'll be right back.
Ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Back on Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques with Beth Daniel and Dr. Stephen Daniel. We're your hosts, and our guest today is Jody King Colgrove. And Jody is here today talking with us about her healing journey through infertility with Quantum Techniques. And before we continue, I do want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact Jody. If her story is resonating with you and you'd like to do some work with her, possibly on your own infertility or other issues we're going to talk about today. Jody, can you go ahead and give us your contact information for the listeners?
Sure. My email address is Jody, and that's J-O-D-Y, at quantumtechniques.com. And if you want to page me for a session, it is 877-483-3031.
Thanks, Jody. We do want to take a couple of minutes, as we said before break, and talk a little bit about the shooting and the tragedy in Connecticut and the loss of all of the children's lives and the adults that were trying to protect them. And I know we've shared before on one of our shows the trauma code following the hurricane that hit the East Coast recently. This is another tragedy in our country, that, and we want to share from a quantum techniques perspective how people can move through the trauma and the pain of this, because this is very large, I think, for all of us, but especially the families that are directly involved and the friends of the families. I'd like to share this trauma sequence with all of our listeners, and you can go to our website at quantumtechniques.com for more information if you want to see how we do this trauma sequence. It is there in a video form with Steve inputting the different treatment points and doing the trauma code on himself.
And it's under sample treatments.
Okay, yeah, under sample treatments on the website.
And the other thing is when you do this code, you can do it for people remotely. Like when you see policemen that are carrying bodies or parents, you can focus on, it's like sending them a blessing of love and healing. And you can do the code not only for yourself, but intending it for them.
Well, that's a good idea in terms of television, too, because there's so much television coverage of this right now, and you're seeing, you know, there are a lot of people, of course, crying and mourning, and you can focus your intention through this trauma sequence on the person that you're seeing, you know, on television, and it is, like Steve said, sending a blessing or a prayer to them of healing, and that's the intention of this, and to clear the pain and the trauma, the anger, the sadness, the grief, everything that's coming up, and to move that through the body.
Well, and you know what happens is we're made that when trauma happens, that we stay connected, and the trauma moves through us, we feel it, we may experience it physically, but then it leaves the body. And in our society, we have so much resistance to feeling it that then it's almost like instead of being at water and it flows through, we freeze it like ice and we can't get rid of it. And so the trauma code dissolves the trauma field. It doesn't mean you care any less, but it means you don't carry the suffering anymore.
And another intention of this, you know, in sending the trauma treatment to someone or even reading it for yourself and your own trauma that this is bringing up as well, but another intention is really to fill the space inside where this trauma has been held with light and unconditional love of the divine. And this is a good time, I think, to remember that we're all spirit beings and we're here on a physical journey. But the truth of who we are is much more than this physical existence. And, you know, I'm hoping that that brings some solace or comfort to people that are going through this, that this is a step on the journey and there is something out there beyond this that is filled with more love and is greater from a higher place. And the truth is we are all connected in this. So I do want to share this trauma sequence. And again, I'm going to read these points. You can write them down. Like I said, if you want to look at the website where Steve is touching the points on his body, if that's helpful to you, you can go to sample treatments at quantumtechniques.com. The trauma sequence is based on acupressure points, which is what all of our treatments are based on. And the first point is EB for eyebrow, then IF for index finger, LF for little finger, SH for side of the hand, EB for eyebrow, E for under the eye, MF for middle finger, SH for side of the hand, IF for index finger, OE for outside of the eye, A for under the armpit, C for collarbone. Now, you can touch these points via the video on our website, or you can simply say them like I just did. Even if you're not sure exactly where the body locations are, you know, it's the start of the eyebrow and all of that, don't worry about that. You can simply read it through like I did, just using the points like EB, IF, LF, SH, EB, E, MF, SH, IF, OE, A, C. And what we recommend is that you do this sequence over and over again until you no longer feel blocked or emotional upset or pain or dissociation or whatever you're feeling in your body. Now, other layers may come up in terms of your senses. And what I mean by that is you may see something on television. You may see someone and their reaction, or you may be present at a funeral. You may see something and need to read this trauma sequence for what you see. You may hear crying and hear pain and suffering and read it in regards to hearing something that was upsetting or painful. You may have, there may be a smell that is associated with this in some way. There may be a song that you hear that brings up tears. So the sequence can be used for all of those different aspects of any trauma in your life. And what we're talking about specifically today is, you know, the shooting in Connecticut and really the true American tragedy that is for all of us.
Well, and I also think that this kind of leads into the next section we want to talk with Jody, is that, you know, every chronic physical issue, including infertility, has a big non-physical component and has a trauma component that also needs to be healed for the body to go into a deep healing state. And so, you know, I think, Jody, you know, how did QT help you with those non-physical aspects for infertility?
Well, I think, you know, when you're trying to get pregnant and, you know, everybody else is, or you've, you know, been married a while and people start asking, or, you know, grandparents, you know, start pressuring and things like that, you start, or at least I started feeling a little bit less than a woman, you know, because here I couldn't, you know, do something that everybody else could. And I remember a good friend of mine said, well, getting pregnant is the easy part. It's raising them that's hard. And I just, oh, that hurt so deeply. And because of that, both me and my husband kind of started pulling away from society in a way. We kind of just kind of stuck to ourselves and things like that. And I mean,
right, you feel like you don't belong in some way.
Yeah, you don't, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it got kind of, you know, severe enough that we actually sold our house because we kind of felt like we were letting down our neighbors. You know, that's obviously pretty severe. But so, you know, in going through the journey, we started healing, you know, those issues. And I think, you know, those kind of issues kind of, you know, I don't know exactly when that healing journey kind of came, but it's been, it has been a journey to kind of heal that and realize, you know, no, this is something that I needed to learn and go through. And I was just one of those people that, you know, if I have a goal, I achieve it. And, you know, my favorite quote used to be, if I can achieve it, I can dream it. If I, you know, want to become it, I will, you know. It's just, it was, you know, not that hard. Well, this was something that I couldn't make my body do. And so it really helped me kind of step back. And I know, like Steve always liked to say, we're not human doings, we're human beings. And that's still, you know, I'm still working on that journey and getting that into my head. But, yeah, so, you know, QT really helped in letting go of all that pain, that frustration that was built up in regards to, you know, that issue. And I've worked with a lot of women that have dealt with, you know, doing with miscarriage and how to handle, you know, the loss of miscarriage. And we do have, you know, certain rituals that we recommend, you know, that you do that helps, you know, release that trauma that you have. So, yeah, that helped a lot.
Yeah, you know, when you were just saying that you moved because of it, I kind of chuckled, but then I thought to myself, oh, I did the same thing. Yeah, my ex-husband and I, we struggled with infertility, too. All of our neighbors had the banners on the front of their house, you know, welcome the baby, and, yeah, we ended up moving, and I didn't even consciously know why, but I bet that's it. So thank you for helping me be aware of something today.
There you go.
Well, just by the way, when I say we need to be human beings, not human doings. I'm actually just talking to myself. Other people might listen to that, but I come from a long generation or pattern of human doings that were workaholics. Mm. So a different journey to learn how to just be present.
Mm-hmm. We're on to our second break already. Time flies, and you're listening to us on Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques. We're here with Jody King Colgrove. And Jody, when you come back, I'd like you to talk a little bit more about, you know, some of the spiritual aspects that you mentioned in terms of doing this work and then how you've used it in your own life with children.
Okay.
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Transform your life.
We're back on Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques, and today we're talking with Jody King Colgrove about healing from infertility and also using quantum techniques to help children. And she's going to talk some about how she's used this work to help her own child. And in the meantime, before we get to that place, Jody, let's talk a little bit more about your spiritual journey and how quantum techniques and your healing has influenced you in that way.
Good. Well, we mentioned earlier about, you know, feeling less than a woman. But, you know, some of the other things that are wrapped up in that is, you know, feeling like a failure because not being able to kind of achieve what you want to achieve. You know, and I also really kind of said to myself, you know, what have I done to deserve this from God? And that was just a real running theme. And eventually I turned that into, you know, okay, what can I learn from this? You know, one of my favorite verses is, you know, everything works together for good for those that love God. And I really tried to find, okay, what can I learn from this? Well, I have a wonderful, you know, practice with quantum techniques now, and I can really help people get back their health and happiness, and that's just such a joy to my heart. So I definitely have turned this around. So I really appreciate, you know, quantum techniques for being able to do that.
Jody, is there anything you wanted to share about your experience at Guy Finley's retreat, where we all were last year?
Sure. You know, I really enjoyed, you know, him as a preacher. It was a little, or spiritual teacher, I guess I would say. You know, he's a little different than what you're used to, and I kind of came in with hesitant feet, and because I have, you know, I have a very strong background in Christianity, and but no, I really liked his teachings because, you know, he's saying the same stuff, and it's just a matter of sometimes we just need to hear it in a different package, And it really helps us open things up. You know, I'm reading several Vernon Howard books right now, and that's really been helpful. But yeah, it's just constantly being on that spiritual walk, and it's always been important to me to have a personal relationship with God. And I find that, you know, Guy Finley and Vernon Howard really helps you achieve that, because it helps you look at it something a different way, and he just tells wonderful stories that helps you really get to the key issue of maybe what you're dealing with.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I also was raised in a very religious background, and so Jody and I share some of that. And for us, it was very interesting to watch, like, Jody before her first Guy Finley and after that. And there's a difference between knowing, beliefs about the divine, and I'll say beliefs that the divine loves me, and actually having an experience of the divine, an experience of oneness in this moment, and an experience of that divine love. And when you actually have that experience, then it frees you from so many conscious and unconscious beliefs about yourself that keep you imprisoned in your life. And so for me, it was very interesting to watch Jody go to Guy Finley and watch her blossom right before our eyes. And then we have our training. I mean, that year we had our Quantum Fitness training as a group right after the Guy Finley conference, like a few days later. And people said, wow, what happened to Jody? Because in terms of her openness and her joy and her willingness to, I'll say, allow life to touch her and colors to touch her and emotions to touch her and relationships to touch her was phenomenally different. And that was just being in that present moment and doing her spiritual work, which is a key part of what we help bring people to in Quantum Techniques.
Well, and I was going to say that, you know, I think, Jody, the work that you did around the infertility and the non-physical piece of it and the pain and feeling of failure, all of that opened you up to the next level of your spiritual transformation. And I think that's what Steve was noting. And, you know, I think that's really an important piece that comes in with Quantum Techniques, is really working on those unconscious belief systems and, like, you know, feeling a failure and the trauma of all of that and the pain, and helping you get to a place where you can actually make a transformation.
Yes, yeah.
Jody, I would love to hear about some of the work that you've done with children and, of course, with your own beautiful son as well, and how you see, you know, Quantum Techniques being helpful in terms of working with children.
Sure. You know, and also to be aware that, you know, okay, now that you get pregnant, there's a lot of stuff that we can test. You know, I always tested all the foods, so I never had morning sickness, you know, and in dealing with, you know, if there's the issue of traumas during the birth or diaper changing or, you know, I mean, there's just so many other things that you can kind of deal with, or breastfeeding also when you're, you know, a new mom. You know, in dealing with things with kids, you know, things that we've dealt with is, you know, insomnia, you know, kids not sleeping all the way through the night. Well, that is insomnia, you know, and so you kind of figure out, well, how to keep their blood sugar rest, you know, is going, and, you know, when are they waking up? You know, is it, you know, a lung field? Is it a, you know, a liver field? You know, and that kind of thing. Dealing with jaundice for kids, you know, colic, you know, typically I would find out that, oh, yeah, you know, he's reacting to something in his environment, is an inhalant, you know, and my little son would spit up, I mean, like the first 4 months of his life constantly. And we had him in jammies and bibs because we, you know, he just would spit up. And I'm like, you know, they have all these cute outfits for kids, but they keep spitting up. What's going on? Well, we found that the laundry detergent, which I thought was good, which was all clear and free, was not good for him. So we washed everything literally in 1 week in an entire house and used, you know, borax or OxyClean. And he stopped spitting up overnight. I mean, if I remember the day, it was, you know, January 19. So, I mean, it was just like, wow.
But, you know, that's so important, is that if you learn how to self-test with Truth Techniques 1 on our shopping cart, then when your kid is not feeling well, you don't have to have fear. You can test why. This is long before this, but my oldest, who's now 23, and we got her, both my daughters were adopted at birth, she cried about 24 out of 25 hours every day. And, you know, I hadn't developed this work, but by trial and error, we found out she was bad on all dairy. She was bad on all soy. And now I would have known other things I could do, but back then we put her on fruit juice, apple juice, and we had a different personality child within 24 hours. And so that's the same thing. If they're always crying, you know, if you can test and find out why, like Jody said, in Avery's case, it was laundry soap. You know, in my daughter's case, she was colicky because she had a bad digestive tract, but I didn't know back then how to test for that. And it makes such a difference if you're not in terror as a parent and you're not angry and frustrated with your child who's crying, because you can find out why are they crying and what do you do to fix it.
Right. Yeah.
And I just want to plug in here for Jody a coupon that we're going to use following this show for Jody's teleclinic collection on healing infertility and testing babies and children. And Jody is offering, it's a two-part series, she's offering it half off, 50% off, with the coupon code QTJC, as in Quantum Techniques, Jody Colgrove. QTJC, and that's an active coupon in our shopping cart now for listeners who are interested. Go to quantumtechniques.com, and we have an extensive shopping cart there, and you can find Jody's teleclinic collection. So just wanted to throw that out there, Jody.
Sure. You know, some other thing I worked with is tantrums, you know, and I worked with a lady this week that, you know, her child would, you know, she went down to buy the new detergent, and her kids started getting fussy, and she's like, oh, I know, I'm in the laundry detergent aisle. I don't have to, you know, I don't have to think about what in the world's happening, why my kid's so fussy, I'm just going to get out of the detergent aisle, you know. And so, yeah, knowing the answer why, I think, is so nice that Quantum Techniques can answer that. But in dealing with kids with tantrums, you know, and resetting their neurotransmitters is just really a huge idea, and then finding out, you know, why they're having a tantrum. Well, neurotransmitters are in their gut and in their brain, and so if they eat something that makes all the intestines and the neurotransmitters go off, then, yeah, they're going to have tantrums. And I wish I could get on tape, but I have literally pulled my son out of a tantrum within about 15 seconds by just doing a, you know, releasing a neurotransmitter code and then also doing the parasympathetic recovery. And instead of just, you know, bawling on the floor and stuff like that, he kind of cries and sniffles and kind of comes over and hugs mommy and says, I'm sorry, you know, and it's just amazing.
Wow. Well, talk about a life changer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're close to taking our next break again. So, Jody, I'd like you to one more time give your contact information for our listeners, and then when we come back, Jody's actually going to give a code to share with all of you for resetting those neurotransmitters in the gut and the brain for children and for all of us if we need it. Jody, you want to just give your contact information real quick?
Sure. My email is jody@quantumtechniques.com, and my pager number is 877-483-3031.
And I just must say that code works very well. I give it to Beth every so often, and it just makes such a difference in our relationship.
Okay, time for a break. Stay tuned.
Well, there's too many windows in this old hotel, and rooms filled with reckless pride, and the walls have grown sturdy, and the halls have worn well, but there is nobody living inside. Nobody living inside.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
We're back on Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques, and I'm Beth Daniel, here with my husband, Dr. Stephen Daniel. We're the founders of QuantumTechniques.com, an exciting new remote energy system for healing. And we're here with Quantum Techniques practitioner, Jody King Colgrove. And Jody was just talking before a break about sharing a free code with the listeners in terms of balancing the neurotransmitters in the gut and the brain if someone is having a tantrum. Or I also really like to use balancing neurotransmitter codes for, you know, if someone is having brain fog or difficulty thinking, they don't feel like they have clarity of mind. So it's really useful for a lot of various things. We're talking specifically about tantrums, and Steve was talking about how he uses that on me if I'm acting up. So
I haven't used it enough on our political figures when I see them on TV. We need to do that a lot more.
Yeah, right. So, Jody, why don't you share the gift that you're going to give to the listeners today?
Sure. So, you know, if the kid is having a tantrum, this is one way that, you know, this is encompassing what we do to try to help get them back online. So it's SHIFEBIFEBIFEBIFMFIFOEAC9G under the nose, side of the hand, under the nose. And you can repeat that as many times along with the trauma code, because that will be also helpful. So both of those.
Thanks, Jody. And when you said SH, were you saying SH for side of hand?
Yes, so that's, side of hand.
Okay. Yeah, and again, for people that have questions on the treatment points, you can go to our website for under the Getting Started section. If you're unsure of the point, you can simply read it, just like Jody shared. Thanks for sharing that, Jody.
Sure.
I'd like to talk a little bit, since this is our last segment, and we don't have a lot of time, but I really would like you to share your background as a contractor, because I find it extremely important for clients and people out there to be able to energetically test the materials that they're putting in their homes. If they're building a new home or they're remodeling a room or they're adding, you know, carpet to their house. So if you can share a little bit about that, I think that's really important.
Sure. I've been building homes as a family business for many years. I think personally it's been about 14, and then obviously my dad retired doing construction, but he does do the design. And, you know, with this whole push about green homes, there's been a lot of products on the market that really help people be able to not have toxins in them so that they don't react. But everybody and every body is different. And so it's important to find out which, products work for you. For an example, one thing that a lot of people don't know is a lot of companies, you know, like Sherwin-Williams and Behr paints and things like that advertise that they do have a line that of paint that is non-toxic. And that's all good and fine, but as soon as they start adding color to that to that paint product, it no longer makes it okay. And so those are just something things to kind of also deal with. You know, and another thing is like carpets. You could have different kinds of makes of carpets that are made out of petroleum and some that are made out of, you know, plastic bottles. And so we can test which different carpets will actually do people better. Another thing is when people remodel, there's also a lot of turmoil and trauma. I mean, they do say that, you know, getting a remodel done is one of the high stressors in a person's life. And so it's important to, you know, work on, you know, the stress that you're having or what trauma is going. I mean, a couple years ago I had a pipes break when it was a minus 18 degrees where I am. And because of all the water, it started growing mold. Well, then we started reacting to the mold in the environment. And so you know, there are certain things you can do, like putting down hydrogen peroxide and spraying to get rid of the mold and things like that, but also air filters that you can get and install in the house in order to work on getting the mold out of the house while the home is being remodeled. It's good to work with all the different products and find out, you know, which kind of sealants and wood floors and kind of lacquer. And whether you shouldn't lacquer, use just a tung oil on different kinds of woods. So, yeah, it's important to test all those products. Obviously, if you're building a new home, it's good to have it, you know, vent for a while before you actually start moving in. A lot of people want to move in right away, but they can. I've seen homes that I've built for people where they really want to move in too fast and they get too toxic on the products that are in the house.
Well, and Jody, you know, if somebody made a list of materials, it wouldn't take an hour for you to test everything they're going to put into a home.
Right.
Now, the cost of that's not very much compared to putting it in the home and then ripping out all the carpet. And I've seen people have to seal and paint over walls because they have toxic wall things, or actually leave the house and move someplace else because of, you know, the chemicals they used in the house unknowingly. So it is such a small investment to, before you move in, making sure it's safe energetically for everyone, that I would highly encourage people that they're building a new home or doing a remodel. Jody has all these products that she can test for you directly. It takes her just very few minutes to go ahead and contact Jody at Jody@QuantumTechniques.com. She's given her pager number a couple of times, and you know, set up a time to go over those materials before you put them in your home.
You know, another thing, Steve, is being also secure in your environment, and the non-physical part of that is knowing that you're safe. And, you know, that's one of the things that we work on, you know, exclusively in Quantum Techniques is, you know, is the world seen as a safe place? And so that's the non-physical part of, you know, dealing with homes and the change and remodels and things like that. And that's an important segment.
Absolutely.
Well, and I think it's finally, you know, coming to light about more in the mainstream public about, you know, the toxicity that is around us and how that affects our health physically and emotionally. So building a non-toxic home and living in a non-toxic environment really is critical. I mean, that it's critical that your own space be a nurturing place for you to heal and to prevent disease. So we wanted to share that with our non-toxic builder expert, Jody, on the phone today. So thanks for sharing that, Jody. That was a really important segment.
It's important to be able to figure out, you know, if it's gas or if it's electric or if we need to do a solar or off-the-grid house, you know, and finding out what is the best for that person.
Well, and what you're saying, too, is that, you know, if you're living in a fear state all the time, then your body can't detoxify whatever toxins you're coming into. That's the other part that quantum techniques really helps people is shifting the internal world where you're not reacting to everything as if it's a fear state.
We want to thank Jody for being with us today. This is Jody King Colgrove, and Jody, you shared such great information about a number of topics today, and we really want to thank you for being here. And thank you to all the listeners listening to Transformation Talk Radio. We had a great time talking with you today. Join us every Tuesday, same time, same place. Have a wonderful week, and we'll be back next time. Thanks a lot, Jody.
All right, thank you.
You've been listening to Quantum Techniques Radio. Bring healing to chaos. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show that'll empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. Each week, you'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned guests and healing practitioners to discover the techniques to heal yourself and others. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing and remove wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Some talk radio networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low, without regard for another's journey. They focus on the problem and not the solution. Other networks tune in to the highest vibration possible to help us live life full out.
I'm Chris Danis.
To help us stand in our yes.
I'm Sue London.
And cultivate a platform for positive change.
I'm Karen Hager.
These networks don't come often.
I'm CJ Liu.
But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve anything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned with bombarding us with bad news.
And they hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned with sensationalizing an individual's setbacks or challenges.
Powerful, inspiring.
These networks focus on amazing, innovative broadcasting.
You can learn a lot.
They provide a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent educational information.
Everyone's a team player.
These networks are tailored for an empowered, active, and diverse radio listening audience.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
They help us rise up.
True empowerment.
Create a strong foundation so we can stand powerfully in our yes.
Epic social change.
They invite us to thrive, appreciate our lives, and create the amazement we call ourselves.
The urge to grow.
These innovative networks remind us that everything is possible.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
That nothing is limited. That our lives are much more than anything our minds would have us to believe.
Let us inspire you.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives and live in the moment of every breath we take. Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Won't you join Transformation Talk Radio? And let's change the world together. TransformationTalkRadio.com.